Good morning, Bridge City Church. How y'all doing this morning? Y'all doing good? Listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church, and I'm just so excited you all are here this morning worshiping God and praising His name with us. We got to experience something really amazing this morning, and that's called heaven practice. And I'm excited to be here with you all. There's no place I'd rather be this side of heaven than one of our four campuses. And we get to talk about courageous faith this morning. But before we do that, I want to talk about just the fact that we get to be together. And the fact that we're called to experience heaven on earth. And the fact that our worship team, week in and week out, leads us into the presence of God and the gifting that they have. Just that last moment, I could just tell you, all my life He's been faithful, and I hope you guys all recognize how faithful He's been in yours. You may not have met Him yet, but I pray that you meet Him today. And that last part of worship where we sang, all my life He has been faithful. All my life He has been so, so good to me. And all my life I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. May that be forever on your lips. May that forever be what you speak. And may that forever be not just in your time of worship, but that may be forever what your life shows. That He is good, and that He will always be good, and that He will always be able to lead you through the things that your life is, that life's walking you through, okay? Yesterday, we had what is called victory and freedom, okay? And that's an amazing time, and this is what I want to do. If you were a lady that attended victory and freedom yesterday, could you just stand up for me and come on forward? I just want people to see you. Come on up. If you're a lady that attended yesterday, stand up, come on forward, come on up. If you're a guy that attended yesterday, stand on up, come on forward, come on up. You can clap for him, you can clap for him. Keep clapping, come on, you can make some more. Come on, stand up, come on forward. Keep going, they're moving slow. Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Patrick, you're just in the middle. Come on, Patrick. You just go right here, Patrick.
You didn't say like.
We're going to do it now. Ladies, now we're gonna separate, okay? Ladies all over here. To my guys all over here.
Am I still in the middle?
You're still in the middle. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Listen. This is why we're doing this, okay? I want you to be able to see right now in your campus, you may be struggling with your faith. You may be struggling, I don't feel courageous right now. I don't feel like I can get through some stuff that I'm going through. My prayer is that you get around some people that are really lit up right now for the faith. I talked to two out of the three ladies that attended yesterday that are standing up here. But I know Kim really well, okay? So I'm saying this in faith. You get around Kim, you're going to be lit up, okay? You're going to feel courageous. I already know what Sarah experienced. I already know what Jen experienced. I know every single one of these men. You get around any of them, you're going to be encouraged in your faith. You speak to any of them and what they experienced yesterday, you're going to be encouraged in some way, shape, or form in your faith. Here's why. They are dangerous right now because of what they experienced yesterday. one of the men shared with me. I'm not a liar anymore. I'm not a cheat anymore. I'm free from everything. I said, you want to share? He said, I'm not ready yet. He's not ready to share with a microphone yet, but he will shout it from the rooftops with you guys personally. I'm not going to tell you who he is. These individuals are excited for the kingdom. Get around them. Talk to them in the cafe getting coffee. One of them was so excited on Friday night before they went. I bumped into him at Kennywood. I've never been hugged so hard in my life. I just want to pray, okay? Stretch forth your hand. You're not doing anything but agreeing with what's being said. Father God, I thank you for the ladies that experienced victory and freedom, not just for these three, but for all the ladies yesterday at our North Braddock campus that experienced victory and freedom, Lord. May they continue to walk in it. May they continue to walk in knowing who they are and who they were created to be, Lord. May they continue to walk knowing that they are daughters of the King, knowing their identity in you, Lord. God, I thank you for who they are and who they were created to be, Lord. May they continue to walk knowing that, Lord. God, I thank you for the things that they got free from and the victory that they now walk in, Lord. God, I thank you for these men. God, I thank you for the power that they now know that they have, Lord. God, I thank you for the chains that were broken. God, I thank you for the victory that they have. Lord, I thank you for the unity that is now created between them, Lord. God, for the brotherhood that is created. Lord, may they war together now. And Lord, I pray for the joy, not only within the men, but within the ladies, that is going to be contagious throughout our campus and our church, Lord. May there be courageous faith as a result. Lord, may the victory and freedom that they experience not go away, Lord. God, I thank you for the cross, for both, for all of your children, Lord. God, we pray that this victory that they received would be something that they would not try to return, but they would understand that they can't lose, they won't lose, because you've never lost. In Jesus' glorious name. And everybody said, amen. Give them a round of applause as they return to their seats. Thank you to all the teachers, all the people that prepared food, everybody that cleaned up the campuses afterwards. You all are amazing. We thank you so, so much. Listen, I'm encouraged because of the stories that I've already heard from every single person that was in attendance. And you took a mental picture of the people that were up here. Ask them, hey, what happened? What went on? Tell me about it. And every single person that went, just share your heart. Just share your heart about what happened at Victory and Freedom. Don't use it as a commercial. You don't need to tell people they need to go. You need to tell people about what God did when you were there. Amen? Amen. Here we go. Courageous faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of the things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith. You can't see it, but you experience it and you walk in it. Faith is a conviction, a trust, a belief, an inward confidence and reliance in God and all that He says and does. Listen, this series is already exciting. We're only 2 weeks into the 12, and my faith has been challenged. I hope that yours has and will continue to be. But this conviction that we speak of, an inner conviction, it focuses on God, confirming His inbirthing of faith, the internal persuasion from Him. He's challenging us through this series, and I believe He's going to continue to challenge us. He challenged a whole bunch of ladies and a whole bunch of men to go to Victory and Freedom. I've never met a person that couldn't wait to get there, but I've also never met a person that couldn't wait to not leave. They wanted to stay. They wanted to continue to be there. Young man shared in our huddle this morning, I got to nail all my sins to the cross right before I had to leave for work because they threatened to fire me. He was excited, but he wanted to stay, but work was threatening to fire him. I wanted to say, like, listen, we would have found you another job. You should have just told work, I'm going to nail you guys to the cross for this for this sin that I'm about to commit by not confirming. But listen, I want us to have this assurance that when we trust in God, when we walk in this faith, that we stand under Him, we're assured that He's not going to lead us astray. That He's not going to lead us astray. When we're a son or a daughter, we're not going to be left astray. We're assured. There's a confidence. We get to walk with a confidence. I'm confident because of whose I am. Not because of who I am, but because of whose I am. Because I have an identity in Him. We have an identity in Him. We're assured of who He is. Now, if we're going to be a people with courageous faith, we should be driven by three things. Everybody say driven.
Driven.
You ready to have some drive this morning?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one. Everybody say number one.
Number one.
Everybody say number two.
Number two.
What's next?
Number three.
You guys are brilliant. Brilliant. First up, consecration. We need to be consecrated to God. The second thing we need is community. I love community. I love it. You know why? We get to be together. We're called to be together. Not apart, together. We're stronger together. Not apart, together. Imagine if you had to go to Victory and Freedom by yourself, guys. Just one person. You and Benedetti. First off, thanks so much to Rob Benedetti and Sean Collins for everything that they did yesterday. And I know Jim Armstrong and John Schaefer, Pastor John, prayed. And Patrick Van Horn was here praying. Everybody, Steve Mackey was a part of leading yesterday. Listen, Steve just recruits people off the street to go to Victory and Freedom. This is like his 20th one. Just amazing to the commitment that it takes to have courageous faith. We're consecrated to God. We have community together, but we have commitment with ourselves. But so many times we get stuck on the first two. We want God to have His part. We want everybody in the community to do their part, but the third one's where we struggle. We don't want to worry about ourselves, right? Our part's the hard part. What's God going to do? What's everybody else doing? I say, you mean I need to do something? Hold up. Wait a second. No, it takes all three. One, two, three. We all counted together, right? I said one, everybody say one. I said two, everybody say two. And then y'all said what three was. Remember? You said three. I didn't say three. All right, here we go. Joshua 3, verse 17. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all of Israel was passing over on dry ground until the nation finished passing over the Jordan. There was a big task ahead of them. Here we go. Let's see the consecration that took place by Joshua in Joshua 1, 10 through 11. Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over the Jordan to go in and take possession of the land, and the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Joshua knew that he needed to consecrate himself This means to purify, to set aside all worldly distractions. Set yourself aside from common things and devote yourself wholeheartedly to the Lord. Joshua 3:5. Then Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Now, how do we set aside all worldly distractions? How do you set aside yourself from common things and devote yourself wholeheartedly to the Lord? I think all the people that we saw standing up here yesterday, this morning, that went to Victory and Freedom yesterday, can give you some bullet points on how to do that. You have to get fully freed from your past to wholeheartedly devote yourself to the Lord. All that stuff that is keeping you stuck from wholeheartedly devoting yourself to Him. All that stuff that's keeping you stuck from fully consecrating yourself to Him and being focused on Him and allowing for Him to do wonders among you. There's a young man within our church that gave himself to God in March. Went to Victory and Freedom yesterday. He made this statement to me. "My mouth was worshiping, and this morning my heart is going to be." He just looked at his wife. He said, "That's me." That's consecration to God. That's a wholehearted devotedness to the Lord. Wonders are going to happen in His family, in His neighborhood, in His workplace. Sure. Courageous people will follow being consecrated to God. Spectacular results are always preceded by unspectacular preparation. Spectacular results are always preceded by unspectacular preparation. If you would ask anyone that has seen amazing things happen in their family, or in their community, or in their ministry, or in their neighborhood, how did that happen? "I just kept showing up. I just kept doing the things that God told me to do. I just kept praying. I just kept spending time with Him. I just kept reading. I just kept worshiping. I just kept preparing." No, I want to know bullet points. I want to know what to do. Keep being faithful, because He's able. You aren't, we aren't, He is. "Pastor Nick, tell me, how is the White Oak campus growing?" I know that God's doing it. But no, tell me what to do. Keep showing up, keep praying, keep getting around the community of people that are fully consecrated to God. It's really unspectacular, but spectacular things are happening. Psalm 27:14. "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage." Wait for the Lord. We don't like patience. Lennon. My son, 5 years old. "Lennon, we're working on patience." "What? What did you say?" "Lennon, we're working on patience." "Huh? What did you say?" Lennon, we're working on patience. What did you say? I'm dead serious. It happens that quickly in our lives. We don't like patience. We don't like waiting. Amazon has same-day shipping now. To wait, twisting and stretching with the tension of enduring. Oh, that sounds fun. I'll have that. Psalm 31:24, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Church, how many of you really think twisting and stretching and tension and enduring sounds fun? That's a real question. Yes? Anyone? Anyone?
No.
Anyone? There's a great reward for those who wait. A great, great reward. I want to be one of those people. I want our church to be one of those churches. I want us to be a community. They had great faith. They were really good at waiting on the Lord. Waiting is a divine summons from God. When you get served the summons from God, you respond. Think about getting served papers. Not, I don't want you to raise your hand if you've ever been served papers before, but let's think about like not like bad papers to be served. Let's think. Jury duty. Jury duty. You get served jury duty papers. Okay? I know it's not like you've been served, but jury duty. If you get served jury duty papers, you have to respond. You know, like if you don't respond, they will eventually issue a bench warrant. I mean, that's pretty aggressive, but they will do it. You know, I really want jury duty bad. I really, really, I've never gotten jury duty. I hope somebody's listening. I want jury duty. Nicholas Joseph Stepanovic, Allegheny County, wants jury duty. Like a big case. Big case. Can you volunteer? Why can't you volunteer? I think you should be able to volunteer. Does anybody have jury duty, like currently, that I can volunteer as tribute? Can you do that? I've never gotten jury duty. My wife got jury duty, the last person in the history of the world that would ever want jury duty. She got it. I'm serious. But think about it. You get jury duty, you respond immediately. But we get served the summons from God, and we don't respond. Allegheny County, Westmoreland County, County. Throw that in there so some of you understand. We don't respond at all. Why? It's a divine summons from God to say, you can do this. I'm giving you this so that you can see me show up. So that you can see me show up. So that you can see me move. Joshua spent time seeking God's will in the quiet time of the morning hours. Joshua spent so much time seeking God over and over and over again. You see this in Joshua 3, Joshua 6, Joshua 7, Joshua 8. He spent so much time that he heard God often. When we wait, we hear him. Sometimes he may be silent and we may need to get around some other people. You struggle hearing God? You're struggling hearing God right now? Get around some people that went to Victory and Freedom. We hear God in many different ways. through people speaking. We hear God through worship. We hear God through prayer. We hear God through others. Get around some people that went through victory and freedom. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. When we consecrate ourselves to him, when we fully commit ourselves to him wholeheartedly, and we hear his word, we move forward. Community. And the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Let's keep going. Verse 14 and 15. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the men of valor among you shall pass over armed before your brothers and shall help them until the Lord gives you rest, your brothers as he has to you. And they also take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and shall possess it. The land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. Sometimes the biggest problem is not the problem itself, but the temptation to solve it alone. So many times in our life, problems present themselves to us, and we instantly think, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to fix this? How am I going to do this? You know, sometimes as a pastor, you can be surrounded by one of the biggest communities, you know. You have so many people around you, but you can still feel really alone at times. It's interesting. And over the last few years, I've gotten to over and over and over be reminded of the amazing community that we're surrounded by. And, you know, I'm half Serbian, half Italian, and 100% stubborn. And I'm reminded about that often. My wife is gifted in that. She tells me, reminds me, keeps me humble. And I was reminded of how much we need community. A month and a half ago, I was reminded. Two men reminded me of this within my connection group, our connection group. I went to one of them and I asked a simple, simple question. And he asked me, why are you asking that? I said, because I want to. And he said, well, why? He said, well, I said, because I want to. And he knew that I shouldn't have been asking the question. And he did some investigative work. And he's a good investigator. And he found out that there was a need. And the community rallied. Just the connection group. You know, sometimes you need the connection group, and sometimes the connection group needs you. I was trying to solve the problem by myself as the pastor. They showed me that I almost fell to temptation, but they wouldn't let me do it alone. The problem wasn't the problem. The temptation to almost do it alone was. So I don't necessarily know all the problems that are in the room right now, But I can tell you that the temptation that you're almost going to fall to try to do it alone is the bigger problem. So, are you going to have courageous faith and be honest with yourself and be honest with those around you? Because we're called to serve together in a community and help those around us overcome the obstacles that are in their lives. And when we serve together, we see miraculous things happen. We see how powerful it is when we serve in numbers. I have a great example for you to see that. Pittsburgh Mission Trip's coming up. Power in numbers. There's going to be an opportunity for us to serve within the community. There's about 400 people going to be coming to the Agape Center that we're going to have the opportunity to serve there. I can't serve 400 people by myself. Jim Armstrong, who's going to be a big part in organizing that, can't serve 400 people by himself. But the team that's going to be made up of you all from the White Oak campus, we can serve 400 people together. You may think, oh, that sounds exhausting. No, it's exhilarating because of the conversations that will be had and the moments that we'll be able to minister to those 400 people and be other opportunities to serve. We're not positive yet, but there'll probably be a time where we're standing in front of Rita's just with signs and buying free Italian ice for people. Like, well, that's not mission. Yeah, it is. We get to show the love of Jesus to people. We're not going to have big signs that say, come to church. We're just going to say, free Italian ice. Why are you doing this? Not because, you know, we love our community. Oh, yeah, well, you can come to church if you want. Why are you doing this? We want to. And we'll only do that for a little bit over an hour because then they start sharing it with everybody and their mother. It's amazing what people will do for free Italian ice. And you know what that does? It blesses people in the community, but it also blesses Rita, aka Fred, the owner of Rita's. If you've never been down there Sunday after church, he's one of the nicest men in the world. Loves this community with all his heart. The Pittsburgh Missions Trip. Thursday night, we all get together and worship. Get trained up. Friday morning, we all get together and we go and serve our community. Saturday, we get together, we serve. We're going to be inviting people to Sunday. We're going to have a family-focused worship experience. We're going to have one worship experience at White Oak that day, 10:45. We're going to have a cookout afterwards here at the campus. We're going to be passing out invites the whole entire Pittsburgh Missions Trip, inviting people to church. One worship experience. We're going to pack this place out on July 2nd. Amen. One worship experience, 10:45. We're going to be here one time, 10:45 on July 2nd. Just one time, 10:45. I'm going to keep saying it because it's just one time on July 2nd, 10:45. We're going to have one big community time here, 10:45, July 2nd. But that community time, it's going to take a whole lot of commitment, not only to the community, but commitment from you. And all the people, they answered Joshua in verse 16. All that you've commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against you, your commandment, and disobeys your words, whatever you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Church, God gives us specific instructions. He gave all the men up here specific instructions yesterday, individually and corporately. He gave all the ladies up here specific instructions, individually and corporately. And they need to be committed to walk those out. Every single man that stood up here didn't all struggle with the same things. Every single lady up here didn't struggle with the same things. There's personal commitments to God that they need to walk out. But every single one of them, every single one of us, need to be strong and courageous in all things. We need to be strong and courageous in our commitment to God. And I don't know where you're at today with Him. I don't know where you're at today with your commitment to Him. I don't know where you're at today with your involvement with the community. I don't know where you're at today with your wholehearted consecration with Him, but I know where you can be. Romans 10, 9 through 10 says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. You know, we hear that believe word and we think, yeah, I believe. I'm good. I'm good. I'm okay. I could check out right now. This happens every week. Pastor Nick does this part every week. I can check out right now. I believe. This part might sound harsh to some, but it needs to be said. Even those that are running away, that curse Him, believe in Him. Even the devil believes in Him. To believe means to trust in, to be fully convinced of. It includes reliance and submission upon. And it produces obedience. That word submission is such a hot button word right now in our culture. I'm not going to submit to anyone. That word submits like nails on a chalkboard to some. I know some people are like, what's a chalkboard? on an LED screen, it's like putting a hammer to it. You gotta make it relevant for all age groups. To be fully convinced. If you confess with your mouth that He is Jesus, He is Lord, and we believe your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved from what? First and foremost, saved from where you could be going. Secondly, saved from yourself, from your past. So if you're here today, And you may be one of those people that, yeah, you believe, but you've never fully trusted, and you've never fully had that moment where you know that you've fully consecrated yourself to Him. You've fully been purified. You've fully set aside every worldly distraction. You've fully set aside every common thing in your life. You've fully devoted yourself to Him. You've wholeheartedly given yourself to Him and made Him Lord of your life. I want today to be your day, June 11th, 2023. And I don't want you to worry about the people in front of you or behind you or beside you and what they may think. I want you to worry about the people in front of you and beside you and behind you and whether or not you're going to be in heaven with them. Because this place is temporary. We're not living for here and now. So if you don't have a day, a time, a place that you've given yourself to Him and you've received what He did on the cross for you, don't let this moment pass, because we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised getting out of this place. So if that's you, I want you to have courageous faith and just slip your hand up to heaven so that we can pray with you, we can rejoice with you, heaven can rejoice with you. Anyone at all today? Anyone at all? Anyone that wants to believe for the first time, or maybe you want to recommit your life to Jesus. You try to return the gift that was given to you. Thank you, Jesus. This next question is for everyone in the room. If you're a people that's committed to courageous faith and you're saying, I want to be driven by the fact that I'm consecrated to God, I want you to stand to your feet with me. If you're a person that wants to be driven by the fact that you're committed to the community that's around you, I want you to stand to your feet with me. If you're a person that wants to be driven by the fact that you're committed to Him and the word that is given to you by Him, I want you to stand to your feet with me. Father God, I thank you for these people. Father God, I thank you for the fact that we are called together for a purpose. Father God, I thank you for the fact that we are your church. Father God, I thank you that we are your set apart ones. We are called out, set apart for a difference within your world. God, I pray that as we walk out of this place today, Lord, that we would walk out of this place with courageous faith. Lord, that we would walk out of this place not the same as we came in, but we would walk out of this place with a purpose, knowing that we are wholeheartedly committed to you. Lord, I pray that we would be fully committed to the community within these walls, but fully committed to the community outside of these walls, Lord. God, to White Oak and McKeesport and North Versailles and Elizabeth Township, Lord. Lord, to North Huntington and Irwin, Lord. To Port View and Glassport. Lord, I thank you so much for every community in between. Lord, I know that people come to me, you missed where I live. Well, you didn't, God. You know every single one of them, Lord. You know where people drive from. God, you know the people that are in this room that are from Greensburg and Latrobe, Lord. God, you know the people that are in this room that are from North Hills, Lord. God, you know the people that are in this room that are in communities that I don't even know of. Lord, thank you. God, I thank you for the people in this room that are just now committing themselves to you and those that have been committed for 30 years and more. God, may we be driven by those three characteristics and continue to move forward with courageous faith in everything that we do. In Jesus' glorious name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You all may be seated.